Okay, let's begin. We're at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yosef, I'm going to need your help over here. Some of the words were, I had difficulty translating. So if you want to just demute. Okay, so we're at the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. On the third bottom line. And the Gemara says, Ki have a miftiri rabbonon mi bei Rav Chista. When the Rabbanon would leave Rav Chista, the Rabbanon meaning the Talmidim, they would leave the yeshiva of Rav Chista. Va'amri lo, and some say actually it was a different circumstance, mibei Rav Shmuel ban Achmeni, a discussion exactly who was the Rosh Yeshiva. We're talking about the Talmidim left who? According to the first opinion, Rav Chista, possibly Rav Shmuel ban Achmeni. So when they left, Amru lei hachi. They said as follows. Now they're quoting a pasuk, and they're actually going through the pasuk. Alufeinu mesubalim. Now Rabbi Yosef, how do you translate alufeinu mesubalim?
Our leaders are laden.
Aluf is a word that we read in yesterday's parasha time and time and time and time again.
Oh yes, of course, for the Edom.
At the end of all the descendants of Esav, aluf this, aluf this, aluf this. So aluf. Is again, how did you translate our leaders?
Leaders, yeah.
Our leaders, Mesubolim, are laden. Now, laden can either have positive connotations or negative connotations. Yeah. Laden with what? And the Gemara indeed says it could be referring to one of two things. Either on the bottom line, Alufeinu Mesubolim, our leaders are laden. Rav Shmuel. There was a discussion between Rav and Shmuel. Some say it was actually Rabbi Yechanan versus Rabbi Elazar. Chad Omar, one opinion says, Alufeinu b'teira. Our leaders in Torah are mesubalim b'mitzvahs, are laden with mitzvahs. So one interpretation of this pasuk is, it's a compliment for these G'dayli Yisrael who are our leaders in Torah, and they are laden with mitzvahs. V'chad amar that no, different understanding completely. Alufeinu b'Torah u'b'mitzvahs. They are our leaders in both Torah and mitzvahs. And when it says mesubalim, those last words on the page, what it means is u'mesubalim b'yisurim. They are laden with difficulties. So rather than being a compliment to the G'dayli Yisrael, it's a comment saying that, and we, I think, perhaps can identify with this. Sometimes we see on occasion G'dayli Yisrael, who are indeed laden with Torah mitzvahs, and yet they seem to have a very difficult life. And that's what the Gemara is referring to. They are mesubalim b'yisurim. They are laden with yisurim.
Okay, that's so the same word as sovel, if you're a sovel in Mitzrayim.
Right, exactly. So sovel can mean to bear. Could it mean to bear in a positive connotation or in a negative connotation? Now, the Gemara continues with this pasuk, because if you look in the pasuk in Tehillim,
Rosh Shabbos, we say.
Right, that's about to say, Rabbi Yehuda David certainly would know this perek. This is the perek with which we sing, L'David Baruch, on Motzah Shabbos.
Yeah.
I miss Rabbi Yehuda David's rendition on Motzah Shabbos. You still there?
Oh, I see you're just singing.
I'm still doing it.
Rosh Hashem.
I have to do a little louder to fill up that huge open space.
How long does it take? I know you had it timed to, was it 3 minutes? You start before Monday?
3 minutes.
3 minutes, exactly, yes. Right.
And I have to push a little more because I'm over in exile on the right-hand side of the base medrash where the old folks sit.
I see.
And I have to get my voice to travel through all those layers of plastic.
All those plastic, right, okay. That really is
the Chofetz Chaim will be full of praise, he writes. It's very good to sing Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah.
Really.
I'll call upon him. So this pasuk that we're discussing is actually a quote from that very pasuk, and it says, Alufeinu Mesubalim, and then it says, and the Gemara is going through this pasuk word by word, Ein Peretz, Ve'ein yoitzeis, Ve'ein tzvacha b'rechoiva yiseinu. So Rabbi Yosef, I'm going to need your help over here. Top line. Ein peretz, quote unquote, shaloi tehe siyotenu k'siyosei shel David sheyot samimenu achitofel. Rabbi Yosef, how would you translate that?
The siyoseinu is our company. Mm-hmm. Our company shouldn't be like, but siyoso, the company of David.
Of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he emerged from David HaMelech, was Achitofel, who was not a tzaddik, and that's why he is referred to as Peretz. Peretz, when it says Ve'ein Peretz, that's what these Rabbonim were saying. It's like a tefillah. So tefillah, we should not have a peretzer. A peretz is a break. So Achitofel, who is described as a Rasha, is referred to as a peretz, and they were commenting, they were davening, that we should not have a peretz. The pasuk continues, Ve'ein yoytzeis, shaloi tiei siyateinu, our company should not be like that of kusiyata shel shol, shel yotza mimenu doyeg ho'adoimi. Doyeg ho'adoimi, again, is referred to over here as a yoytzeis, as a lever. He left the fold. You look at the top Tosfos, Peret Zeachi Teufel, Sheporat Piritza, the Malchus Beis David, and Yotzeis is a Doeg Sheyotza Latarabus Ra'o. He went off the Derech, Latarabus Ra'o too, took an evil path, as the Gemara tells us in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So every word of this Pasuk is referring to a different person. In Peretz, we don't want to end up like Achitofel. In Yotzes, we don't want to end up like Doeg Ve'adoimi. Ve'ein Tzvacha. How do you translate Tzvacha, Rabbi Yosef? As a cry or a shout?
Ve'ein Tzvacha. Outcry, yes, outcry.
Right. Ve'ein Tzvacha. Shaloi tehe siyateinu k'siyase shel Elisha. What happened to Elisha? Elisha, of course, was a great Navi. However, Shiyot Simenu Gehazi was his assistant and none too positive a character, as we know from the Navi. If you look at Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Tosfos says, Tzvacha ze Gehazi, Shahaya Metzaira. Gehazi was a Metzaira, leper. The Kasiv Bey, Tomei Yikra. Somebody who suffers from Saras has to be declared with an outcry as being Tomei and behind him Tzvacha, and that's what it means, an outcry. The outcry over here is a reference to Gehazi, whom the Kohenim had to announce was a Metzera. And finally, Birchai Voiseinu. Now this is a very, very strange little piece of Gemara. Birchai Voiseinu, Shelo Yehelonu Ben. We should not have a son or a Talmud or a disciple. Now, literally translated, Shemakdiach Tafshiloi Barabim. So how would they translate the Rabbi Yosef? It probably translates in the Art Scroll as, we should not have a son or a Talmud who burns the tafshil in public, the dish in public.
Yeah.
Now, something is very cryptic over here. What on earth does that mean? We should not have a son or a Talmud who burns the tavshil in public. So you have to know that this is a reference to who? Does it bring it down in Alts, Rabbi Yosef?
No, it gives a reference. Sifsei Hachomim.
Yeah.
Becomes depraved. See the Ritva. In the Ritva, there's a...
So what does it mean, Shemakdiach Tavshiloi Barabim? He burns his Tavshil Barabim. What's that referring to? Oh, it's obviously a hint, a remnant to something.
Yeah, I wonder if it means something like burning his bridges.
Like
someone who burns his bridges, it means he's severed all his connections with...
Right, breaks his connections. Yeah. So some say, and this is why it's written in form, in note, in hint form, some say that this is a reference to Yoshka.
Really?
Yep. Founder of the Christian movement, the religion was actually a Jew, as we well know, and he left the fold, as you say, earlier, he burnt his bridges. He severed his connections. So now we need to know that we have many Gemaras in all different types of places which were censored by the Christian church. Wherever there is either a negative reference to the Goyim generally or to Yashke specifically, they censored it. So just this morning, as it happens, I was looking in a different edition of the Gemara, and it says quite clearly that this is a reference to Yashke, but it had it censored. It was censored by the Christian church, so it was just left in hint form. Shemakdiach tavshilei barabim, he burnt his tavshil barabim, which is another way of saying that he got the masses, the rabbim, the masses, to follow him in a negative way. And that's what we're saying. We should not have a son or a Talmud like that.
Wasn't the religion actually started by Saul of Tarsus? That's what I call it.
I think you're right.
Saul of Tarsus.
My Christian history is a little bit failing me.
Not that we should be Bakiyim in this.
No, we're Bakiyim in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Shimu Eli, this is all I gathered, and that's why we're trying to move through it quickly. Shimu Eli Abirei Lev. So Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate Abirei Lev?
Here, fierce-hearted ones.
Fierce-hearted.
Abirei Lev.
So this is the big question. Abirei Lev, which means fierce-hearted, is that a positive connotation or a negative connotation? Who are these people who are described as Abirei Lev? Are they tzaddikim or are they rishoyim? Now let's continue. We'll see if there's two opinions. It says, Shimu Eli Abirei Lev, horachoikim mitztoka, who are distanced from tztoka. So we're referring to a group of people who are distanced from tztoka. So of course, our initial thought would be that this is a very negative connotation. If they're distanced from tztoka, it sounds like they simply do not do tztoka. They don't keep the mitzvah of tztoka. But let's have a look. We'll see it's not so pashut. To the contrary. Says the Gemara, Rav Ushmuel had a discussion about this. Once again, some say it was not Rav Shmuel, it was Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Loza. Chad Omar, one of these two says, Kol ha'oilom kuloi nizoinin b'tzdoka. All of the world are sustained b'tzdoka, literally translated, through charity. Whose charity? Look at the top Rashi. Says Rashi, Kol ha'olam kulo nizoinim b'tzdaka b'tzidkasai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most people in the world are being sustained purely by the generosity, as it were, the charity, kavayachol, of the Rabbeinu shel Olam, v'loi b'zechus shebiyodon, as opposed to any merit that they would have in their own hands.
Actually, isn't that from the pasuk in Ashrei, Poseach es yadech u'mazbir lechol chai ratzon?
Right. So tzidkasei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu are those people who do not have sufficient merit, as it were, to be worthy of being sustained, and rather they are sustained entirely as stuck on the path of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that refers to most people in the world. So the Gemara says, Kol ha'olam kuloi nizoinin b'tzdaka. All of the world are sustained b'tzdaka. But behem, these people, who's these people? These abirei lev are tzaddikim. These fierce-hearted people, which we said is a tumat tzaddikim or rishoyim, the Gemara at this stage is translating in a positive sense. It means tzaddikim. These people, v'heim nizoinim bizroya. Bizroya literally means with their hand or their arm, meaning they have their own zechuyos. They have enough merits for them truly to be worthy recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sustenance. And that's what it means. Rechokim mitzdaka is not a negative comment. To the contrary, it's a positive thing. They are distant from tzedakah, meaning it is not necessary for them to be sustained with tzedakah because they have their own merits. That's what it means, they're distance from tzedakah. Not distance from giving tzedakah, rather distanced from receiving tzedakah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at Rashi on the second line. V'heim nizoinim bizraya bizachus shabayodam. They are sustained with the merits in their hand. Ubetzadikim mishto'i kro. Mishto'i means speaking about. It is with regard to tzadikim that the pasuk is speaking about. V'kori lohu, and we call them, quote unquote, rechoikim mitzidkosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says they're distanced from tzedakah, it means they're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzedakah. They don't need to be sustained, as it were, based on charity. Rather, they are worthy recipients of it anyway. That was one interpretation of this pasuk of Abirei Lev. Says the Gemara, there is an alternative translation, V'chad Omar, Kol oilom kuloi nizoinin bizachusom. V'hei mafilu bizachus atzmom ein nizoinin. Some explain what this means to say is, to the contrary, the whole world are being sustained in the merit of these Abirei Lev, of these great people. But they themselves, the great people, do not have sustenance. So the irony of the situation is there is sustenance going round for everybody in the world. It's not in their merit. It's in the merit of the tzaddikim. And yet the tzaddikim themselves seem to be poor. As we know, the famous sentence, Kedar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, D'Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Rav said every day, Bas Koil Yotzeis Mehar Choyrev. A heavenly voice emerges from Har Choyrev and it says, V'Yimeres, Kol Ho'oilom Kuloi Nizoinim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. The whole of the world are being sustained from my son Hanina. This is, of course, from Hanina Mendoza. The entire world, the sustenance that goes around the world, it all emanates in the zechus of from Hanina Mendoza. And yet, the Hanina Bani, but Hanina Bani himself, Dai Loi, it is sufficient for him, Bekav Charuvim. Kav is a very small measurement. Charuvim is carobs. Me'erev Shabbos, le'erev Shabbos. Says Rashi on the third line, Einom nizoinim she'ein lohem, they do not have kedei tzorkehem, enough for their needs, or misparnasim v'koishi, and they are sustained with difficulty. So let's summarize. We have two interpretations of this pasuk. What does it mean that the tzaddikim, the abirei lev, are rechokim from tzedakah? Interpretation number one was, everybody is being sustained, charity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the tzaddikim are rechok from that. They don't receive charity, rather they are worthy recipients. They receive sustenance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their own zechuyos. The second translation was, the whole world is being sustained in the merit of tzaddikim, but the tzaddikim themselves, ironically, they're the ones suffering. They're the ones who seem to have the most difficulty when it comes to parnasa. With a classic example being Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Says the whole world is being sustained in the merit of Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and yet Rav Chanina ben Doisa himself hardly has anything to eat. What does he eat the whole week? From one era of Shabbos to another, he manages to sustain himself on a kav, which is a very small measurement of carobs. And that's what it means. They're rochoik from tzedakah. All of the world, as it were, are taking tzedakah from these tzaddikim. The tzaddikim themselves are not doing so. Says the Gemara, Uklegi de Rav Yehuda. But that is the opposite. This disagrees with Rav Yehuda. Until now, we have translated that Habirei Lev means Tzadikim.
Tzadikim.
But now, as Rashi explains, look at Rashi on the fourth line, Uklegi de Rav Yehuda de Iu Amar, because he says that Habirei Lev, quote unquote, Hainu Rishoyim. They're not Tzadikim, they're Rishoyim. So how does he translate? Says the Gemara, Uplegi the Rav Yehuda. The Omar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Man Abirei Lev, quote unquote. Who are these Abirei Lev? Not, as others translated it, to be Tzadikim. To the contrary. These people are Goivoi Tipshoi. Now, Tipshoi, from the word Tipesh, means foolish people. Well, who are the Goivoi? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Goivoi, Shame Uma. It is the name of a nation. He, the Bovel in Bovel. So it's a Babylonian nation. They were from the people, the group of people that we called Nasinim. They are these Abirei Lev, and we're calling them the foolish Goivoi. As the Gemara says, Omer of Yosef, Teida, Doho loy igayer giura minayu. Rav Yosef, how do they translate that with that? We do not accept converts from them?
No, that they didn't convert.
At which stage?
For no one of them ever truly converted.
And that's why we're calling them tipshoi.
Yeah.
None of them ever converted to Klal Yisrael. They had the opportunity to do so and they didn't.
Yeah, they've got a long thing about Yehoshua. They came to Yehoshua.
Right, they tried to trick him, correct.
The
bottom line was they could have joined Klal Yisrael. None of them did. And that's why they're called tipshoi and they are the Abirei Lev. Omar Rav Ashi. Bnei Mato Machsia. Mato is a town. The people of the town from Machsia, Abirei Lev Ninhu. They are Abirei Lev. A different understanding. Why? De Kochozu Yokre Doiraisa. They see Yokra means the precious nature. Yokor. Of Oiraisa of the Torah, Tre Zimni Bashato, on two occasions in the year. Veloi komigayer giyoira minayu. So, Rav Yosef, how do they explain this?
None of them converted.
Right, but which twice a year is this? Does he bring the Rashi about hearing the Drasha twice a year?
Yes, in I think before Pesach and in Elul.
Right, so if you have a look, Rashi explains, look at Rashi. Shabcha do'iraisa treizim min b'shata, shoyu ne'esofim shom Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would gather biannually, twice a year, ba'ador l'shmoya b'lchais Pesach, midorash medrash d'Rav Ashi, uba'elo l'shmoya hilchas achad. They used to come twice a year, all of Klal Yisrael used to join together for this big drasha of the year in which they used to teach them the halachas of the upcoming Yom Tov. If it was in Adar, they would teach them Hilchas Pesach. If it was in Elul, they used to teach them Hilchas Sukkos. Twice a year, so that's what it means, Yokra Da'iraisa. They saw the great precious nature of the Torah, this tremendous drasha, and yet, again, they did not convert. They have any comment about that, Rabbi Yosef?
There's a Tosafot on it, I think, about Shavuos is only one day.
Correct, that we'll see right now. Tosafot points out, why do you only assemble twice a year? What about Shavuos time? So Tosafot says, Trei zimni b'shato avon ba'atzeres, with regard to Shavuos, she'enu yelo yoyim echod, loy hoyu kol kach misasfin. They did not need to gather. It's only one day, there's not so many halachas. Not that needs to be, not much that needs to be taught about Shavuos. Now he says something a little bit vague. V'shemo nisa israchesh lehu. A miracle occurred to them. What was that? V'ra'isi b'sefer ha'itim. Tosfos says, I saw in a sefer called Sefer Ha'itim, shechiber harav Rabbi Yehuda bar Barzilai, sheshoma, that he heard, shehaya amud shel eish. There was a pillar of fire, yoreid min hashamayim aleim, that would descend on them, again, twice a year, bekala de elul, or bekala de ador. Kala is like from the word yarchei kala. Kala means they used to have their time for learning, and it was such a tremendous maimed that fire used to descend from heaven. That was a great miracle that occurred biannually. And nonetheless, they did not convert. In other words, Tosfos is explaining, why are these people called Abirei Lev? They did not convert, despite seeing what? What did they see? They saw a drosha. So Tosfos says, no, there was a miracle that happened each time. What was that miracle? As he quoted from the Sefer Ha'itim, in that the fire descended from heaven in a miraculous fashion. They saw it and they never converted. They seemed unmoved. That's what it means that they are Abirei Lev. Okay, that is the end of the Agadaic part. Now let's continue. Chosen Imroitze Likre. So have a look back in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, the end of Tes Zayin Omud Beis. At the end of the Mishnah, it says that a chosen essentially is exempt from reciting Kriya Shema on the night of the Chasana. But then it said, if he wants to recite Kriya Shema, he may do so. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that no, not everybody who wants to recite can, because it's gaiva. Why is it gaiva? As if to say that you're able to concentrate where others are not. So there seems to be two opinions in the Mishnah. The first opinion in the Mishnah says that the Chosn is allowed to recite Kriya Shema. He does not seem to be concerned with this chashash of gaiva. If he feels that he's able to concentrate, even though your standard Chosn, because he's so nervous, is unable to concentrate, yet if you feel that you are able to, then you may say Kriya Shema. We're not concerned with any element of possible gaiva. And yet Rav Shimon ben Gamliel seems to hold the opposite, that if you do say Kriya Shema, then that is gaiva. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, Chosanim Reitz Alikros, Lameimra, is this teaching us, De Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? That was a second opinion. Chayesh le yuaro. Yuaro means haughtiness, gaiva. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel seems to be concerned with gaiva. But the Rabbonon, however, loy chayesh le yuaro. But it seems to me that the Rabbonon took the opposite stance and they are not concerned with gaiva. That seems to be the explanation of our Mishnah. The problem being, but we have learned the exact opposite. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says, there is a discussion about whether are you allowed to do work on Tisha B'Av. So it says there in the Mishnah that if the minhag is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, then you follow the custom. However, if the minhag is not to do work on Tisha B'Av, then indeed you should not do so. And either way, whichever place you're in, whether the minhag is to do work or the minhag is not to do work, but certainly Talmidei Chachamim should be betalim, they should not be involved in work. In other words, even if it's the custom to do work on Tisha B'Av, but it's inappropriate for a Talmud Chacham to do work on Tisha B'Av. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, La'olam yase kol odom es atzmoi k'talmud Chacham. Every person, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, should conduct himself in a way that, as if to say that he is a Talmud Chacham, which is another way of saying nobody should do work on Tisha B'Av. Now, one second. What's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel telling you? that everybody should act in a way as if he's a Talmud Chacham. Isn't that a chashash of Gaiva? That's the exact opposite opinion of what he himself held with regard to Kriya Shema. With regard to Kriya Shema and Chassam, he said, don't act in a way of a Talmud Chacham, because it's a chashash Gaiva. And here on Tisha B'Av, he's telling you, don't do work. Everybody should act in a way of a Talmud Chacham. So we have a stira in the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So too, a stira in the conflicting opinion. In our Mishnah, it says that the Chachamim said, if you want to say Kriya Shema, you can. They don't seem to be concerned with Gaiva. And yet in Tisha B'Av, they said, if the minig is not to do work, then you should not do work. And if the minig is to do work, then you should do work. Don't pretend to be a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Kashya Derabbanan Adrabbanan, Kashya Derab Shimon Gamliel Adrab Shimon Ben Gamliel. So you have a contradiction in both opinions. Omar Rav Yechanan Mukhlefes Hashita. Rav Yechanan says, you're quite right, you've got to switch the opinions round to fit it in with our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel is one who says that he is concerned with Gaiva, and the Chachamim say not. So therefore, there's no stira. However, Rav Shisha Breder Avid Yomar no, La'olam lo tachlif. You do not need to switch around the opinions, and I can easily reconcile both opinions. Derabbanan adrabbanan lo kashya. There is no contradiction in the opinion of the Rabbanan. Again, the Rabbanan in our Mishnah said that a chassan may recite Kriya Shema, so they do not seem to be concerned with Gaiva. So loy kasha, why? Kriya Shema kiven to kula alma kokori. Because everybody is reading Kriya Shema. Ve'iu nami kori, and he's also reading Kriya Shema, le mechzi kiyura, it doesn't look like Gaiva. What is this chassan doing at the end of the day? At the end of the day, all he's doing is he's saying Kriya Shema, like everybody else is in Klal Yisrael. So he's not being different to everybody else. And if you're not being different to anybody else, that's not considered Yuara. You might be different to other Chassanim, but you're not different to the masses. That's why the Chachamim were not concerned with Gaiva. But with regard to Tisha B'Av, Hacha is the opposite. Kiven Zekuli Alma of the Malacha. Everybody's doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av, if that's the Minhag. The EU loika of it, and yet he's not doing malacha. Why is he not doing malacha? Because he pats himself on the back and says, ah, yes, everybody's doing malacha, but I'm different to everybody because I'm a Talmud Chacham. That is mechzi kiyura. That looks like gaiva. The opposite way around is also not shver. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel loikashya. Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah seems very concerned with Gaiva. Do you know why? Because Hosam Bekavona Talia Milsa. There, everything depends on his intention, on his Kavona. Are you able to stay focused? Are you able to have Kavona in Kriya Shema? The Anan Sa'adi, and we are witness, Deloi Motzi Lechavni Daiti. We are witness, we know that the truth is, it is very, very difficult, perhaps almost impossible, for a chassan to have kavana on the Leil HaChassana. So if he then says, I'm going to recite Kriya Shema nonetheless, what is he saying? That even though you think it's very hard for me to have kavana, I am Mr. Superman and I'm able to have kavana. That is a chashash of Gaiva. But with the case of Tisha B'Av, it doesn't look like Gaiva. Why? He won't be doing malacha. Fine. Haroya oimer malacha hu de'ein loy koma. Anybody who sees him not doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, what will they say? They won't jump to the conclusion that he's acting like a Talmud Chacham. They'll simply say, well, it seems to be that he has no work on his hands. Puk chazi. Go out and see. Kamo baklani. Ikka b'shuka, how many people there are in the shuk who are botel? Look at Rashi, the second bottom Rashi. Omri inshi avidute udeles le haroya oise, whoever sees him, she'en oise malacha, they see him not doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, ein oi mevin, will not necessarily understand she machmas Tisha B'Av hu botel. Ella, I'll simply say, Ella ain't no malacha. Lasos, he seems to be has no malacha. Puk chazi, kama batra niyekam b'shuka afbi mei malacha. Even on normal days, on a working day, there are plenty of people roaming around with nothing to do. So if I see somebody on Tisha B'Av not doing work, I don't automatically jump to the conclusion and say, ah, he's not doing work because he treats himself like a big Talmud Chacham. Rather what? I'll say he's not doing work because apparently he's got no work to do. So therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, as far as I'm concerned, that's not considered gaiva. But if I see him saying Kriya Shema and the Leila Chasna, oh, what, you think you're such a big Talmud Chacham? We know it's very hard to have kavana. You seem to say, make a public statement that no, I'm able to have kavana. I'm Mr. Superman. That is a chashash of gaiva. Okay, there is one more toast. We'd have to leave it for tomorrow. Now, has anybody begun the third perek in preparation? You begun the third perek. Okay, so Mr. Hashem will continue the third perek. We'll have to see how it goes. There is quite a bit of agadata, which sometimes stops the flow. But okay, we'll see, Mr. Hashem, how that goes. So Ezra Hashem will reconvene tomorrow.
Shakoach. Okay. Unfortunately, I have a commitment tomorrow, so I might not be in shir.
Okay.
So, have a good day.
Cold. You well.